robot. Give him a hand clap and praise him for his presence. Everybody put your hands together. All right. Well, it's time to preach. I said it's preaching time. It was offering time. It was singing time. Now it's preaching time. Hallelujah. We have tonight the gracious pulpit. In just a moment, one of the mightiest pulpiteers in America today. Bishop Clarence Haddon from Detroit, Michigan. Pastors a great church there. He's known across this nation as a mighty warrior of the pulpit, a powerful preacher. Without any further ado, I'm going to bring him to you to preach right now. 4 years ago tonight, we had a breakthrough and did not put Bishop Boyd on the floor till 11:30. And he came up here and took his time and preached a message that ranks in the annals of AWCF history as one of the greatest messages. We were here till 1:30 in the morning. So don't worry about the clock. I said, don't worry about the clock. I want Bishop Haddon to come up and not, it's just 9:45. The world just getting started. Come on, you've got more important thing to do than lollygag around some Shoney's restaurant someplace. Come on, say amen. How many times do we have an AWCF conference a year? One time, three measly days. And most of you hung around shopping malls this afternoon, spend money you shouldn't have spent, and you want to get out of here at 10 o'clock and go hang around Shoney's and talk about stuff. Hey, we're here. Let's stay for a while. We have praised. We have worshiped. And now let's worship God as the man of God brings the word of God to us. Give Bishop Haddon a great big hand clap and welcome him. A man of God for the hour, Bishop Clarence Haddon. God bless you.
You may be seated. Bishop Smith, the drum major of the Apostolic World Christian Fellowship. Before I go any further, I think that we need to just really show you our appreciation for the Lord's hand on your life. Let's give this drum major a round of applause. Come on, come on. Glory to God. It's a joy to be here tonight. Certainly give honor to Bishop Boyd and that very fine choir. They need a round of applause as well. As I look out there in the audience, I see men of God that I have fellowship with. I see the diocesan of the state of Georgia. And Bishop, if you don't mind, I'd like him to come up and join us tonight. Sit with us on the platform. Bishop Neyland Guthrie from all the way from Georgia. I bring you greetings tonight from the Pentecostal Assemblies of the World, Incorporated, the Honorable Bishop Norman L. Wagner, our prelate, Bishop James E. Tyson, the assistant presiding prelate, and from the 5th Episcopal District of the same organization, the Northern District Council, of which I am chairman for the past 8 years, and I'm coming to the close of that chair in June, 8 years of service as chairing 110 churches. And I just want to just thank God for this invitation to have been invited here to the Apostolic World Christian Fellowship. Accompanying me tonight is my very fine wife, Dr. Joyce Haddon. You stand. Many of the young people spoke to me concerning my son, Dietrich. Dietrich was excited about coming, but you know he's a recording artist and he's in the studios at this time. But he did say to me today to tell all of the young people that he wished he could be here with you all tonight to share in this great fellowship. In my estimation, this fellowship is a true picture of what heaven is supposed to look like. Oh, you can do better than that. Praise the Lord. Amen. When we can become interracial in our fellowship and enjoy the Lord together, there's not going to be different floors in heaven for different nationalities. God does not see color. And it's time for us to put all of that behind us. And let's come together. And worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. To these great pulpiteers who graced the platform tonight, my good friend and brother Bishop Samuel Moore of the original Churches of God in Christ Apostolic Faith. There is only one Bishop David Rao. That's only one. After him, there's no more. I told him that this morning. I always enjoy him in his ministry. There's a song that, well, we heard someone singing, maybe I shouldn't sing. Praise the Lord. There's a song that's laid heavy on my heart. It lends to worship. How many worshipers do we have in the house? Let me see the hands of the worshipers. You are holy. Oh, so holy. You are holy. Oh, so holy. What a privilege and honor to worship at your throne, to be called into your presence as your own. You are holy, oh, so holy. Well, well. You are holy, oh, so holy. What a privilege and honor to worship at your throne, to be called into your presence as your own. You so mighty, you are mighty, oh, 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 so mighty, well, well, what a privilege and honor to worship at your throne, to be called into your presence as your own. You are holy. Oh, 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 so holy. You are holy. Oh, so holy. Well, well. What a privilege. Throne, to be called into your presence as your own. You are holy. Yeah, 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 so holy. You are holy. Oh, so holy. Oh, Lord, what a privilege and honor worship at your throne, to be called into your presence as your
powerful, Jesus. You are powerful. You're powerful. You're powerful. You're powerful. Yeah. What a privilege and honor to worship at your throne, to be called into your presence as your own, as your own.
Father God, we thank you tonight for this opportunity to stand before thy people. We ask you, Lord, that you would just step in this room right now. If there's any sick among them, let them be healed. Even that brother that's in Russia that's gripped with cancer, we pray now that you dispatch your healing power from here to yonder. Touch him right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray that you send your anointing in this house. In the name of Jesus, look on us in a special way. Touch down from the heights of glory and give us your presence in this place even now. Put those hands together and give God some praise. If you will, turn your Bibles to Isaiah chapter number 46, verse 9. Isaiah chapter 46, verse 9. Then Isaiah chapter 48 and verse 12. And finally, Revelations chapter 1 and verse 10. Isaiah 46 and 9. Remembering the former things of old. For I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. Chapter 48, verse 12. Hearken unto me, O Jacob, and Israel my call. I am he. I am the first. I am the last. Revelations chapter 1 and verse 10. Just take your time. Let us hear further what the Word of God is saying to this church tonight. Revelations chapter 1 and verse 10. It reads, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book, send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, unto Smyrna, unto Pergamos, unto Thyatira, unto Sardis, unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. And all the people said, amen. Want to use for a thought tonight the isness of God. The isness of God. You may be seated. Psalms 48 and 1 says, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. In the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. There are countless times that I can recall where most of us, if not all of us, have witnessed the awesome ability of God to manifest His power among us at the same time. I have discovered through my dialogue and conversation with other men of God who, after we have finished our services in our several churches, call each other just to say, "How was the service today?" And to my amazement, the presence of the Lord was equal to the presence at their church and my church at the same time. And what's amazing, when you ask them, what did God give them to preach? You discover that not only was His presence with them in an awesome way, but many times God has given preachers across the country to preach the same text and subject at the same time. It's because of the interest of God that everybody within the body of Christ can witness His entrance among His people in various areas geographically located around the world at the same time. That's why I recall the worship song that says, "Our God is an awesome God. He reigns in the heavens above. His awesomeness means that while He was at my church, He was at your church. Never left my church. Never left your church. And while He was at your church, He was still at my church." That's the isness of God. Which proves tonight that God is a God of omnipresence. That means He's everywhere at the same time. Y'all gonna pray with me tonight? His isness is not only in Michigan where I reside, but His isness, I'm sure all of you from where you've derived from can say equally that He was where you left. And He was waiting on us when we got here. Oh, I wish I had some help with you tonight. God makes His presence known at His own will. Anywhere, any place, and at any time. It is when His people truly worship Him in spirit and in truth, like we were just doing earlier, that we realize His presence and we plead with Him at His presence not to leave us. How many of y'all still want to feel what you just felt just a while ago? Somebody say, "Lord, don't leave us." Open your mouth and say, "Lord, don't leave us." Yes, and so the question is asked, where did God come from? The Word of God says in Habakkuk 3:3 that He comes from a place called Teman. And for those of you that investigate the place Teman, Teman means nowhere. He's the only one I know that can come from nowhere. Coming out of nowhere, bringing something from nothing, and make nothing out of something. Oh, I wish y'all pray with me tonight. He's the only one I know that can transform lives from nobodies to somebodies. Giving us all new hearts, new minds, new songs, and new destinations. Leaving from where He was while always being where He is. The essence of God can be best explained in one word. Everybody say awesome.
Awesome.
Come on, say awesome.
Awesome.
While He rules and reigns in the heavens above. But while in heaven He comes down and speaks to you in the quietness of His spirit. In the midst of His isness, to give divine direction for our lives. As John states in John 10:10, the latter clause, He explains His purpose. "I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." I think you ought to put your hands together and praise Him. My brothers and sisters, I cannot, in my attempts, find adequate words to express all that there is to say about him. And I must say to you boldly, neither can you. But of all kings, presidents, bishops, prophets, pastors, and teachers would take turns speaking about his great power, his grace, his love, the last speaker would have to say that the half has not been told. When all has been said of him, he speaks for himself. The text says that he says, remembering the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God. I hear him say, I'm God, and there is none like me. Yes, he can speak for himself. He speaks through the thunder. He speaks through the lightning. He speaks through the tornadoes. He is a God that's awesome. And the prophet Isaiah says in Isaiah 25:1, O Lord, thou art God. I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name. For thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. His counsel shall stand, no matter how men shall attempt to change his word, or to alter his program, or to revamp his truth. He says, the heavens and the earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. It is said that an atheist sat at breakfast with his little daughter, and his little daughter asked grace over the breakfast. And when she finished, the atheist said to his daughter, baby, God is nowhere. The little girl sat there and pondered over what her father said. She took out a pencil on the table and wrote down, God is nowhere. But she looked at the letters and she took the W off of where, switched it over to the no, and said, Daddy, I want to show you something. Instead of you believing God is nowhere, I just discovered by changing the W to the N-O that God is now here. Whenever you get to where you're going, he's always there. Though you left him where you come from. Now I left him in Detroit, but he was waiting on me when I arrived here in Nashville. When I get ready to return home, he will be with me. But at the same time, he will remain with you. For he says in Matthew 28:20, the latter clause, lo, I am with you always. Somebody say always. Always. Come on, church, say always. And I'll never leave you, nor I will forsake you. He's with you anywhere, any place, and any time. What a mighty God we serve. Let us, if you will, ponder. If you were to respond to a question, to describe your fondest memories of anything that you have been exposed to, you probably could write a book, but then at the same time, of your ability to recall all that you know about what you've learned, yet you will never come to understand everything there is to know about God, because when you think you know everything, that's when you discover you really don't know nothing. Romans 11:33 says, all the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. Read on down to the 34th verse. It says, for who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor? Verse 36 says, for of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. If we could study out of every book, of every shelf, on every library, when we come to the end of all the extinguishing of all the knowledge that we can gather, we will still have to close the book and say the half has not yet been told. For everything there is to know comes from him who is from everlasting to everlasting. He then must help us to know whatever it is to know about him. And without him, we can do or know nothing. Acts 17 and 28 says, "For in him we live, we move, we have our being." Yes, it is him who stops and keeps back the powers of darkness. It is him who comes when the devil comes to disturb your balance. The Bible said, when the enemy comes in, like a flood, God will lift up a standard against him. How many of y'all believe that? God will lift up a standard. Some of you have been oppressed. Some of you have had your back seemingly against the wall. But the key factor is to know who to call on. You don't call on the President of the United States. You don't call on the Governor of Tennessee. But there is a word from the Lord. The Bible said the name of the Lord is a strong tower. And the righteous run into it and they are saved. My God, the name of the Lord is the key factor to our deliverance. So he comes and he removes the work of the enemy and gives us joy unspeakable and full of glory, and reminds us that no weapon that's formed against us shall prosper. The essence of God makes us to know that we can trust him, not only today, but also tomorrow. Our tomorrow was his yesterday, and his yesterday is our today. Here's what I'm talking about. Ephesians 1 and 4 says, "According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world." That is our yesterday. And then he said that we should be before him without blame in love. That's our today. Ephesians 2 and 10 says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them." His inness guarantees our security. In him we are members of his body. We are the church where Jesus said, "Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Therefore, because of the inness of God, we can say, "Greater is he that is within me than he that's within the world." So then, if you were asked, "Where is God? Who is he? And where does he come from?" what would your reply be? Well, I thought about that. If someone would ask me, "Where did he come from?" I would have to say, "Lord, I really can't answer it." And he would say to me, "Don't even try." God said, "Yes, to me, you've been to college. Yes, you have pastored over 27 years. Yes, you have been preaching since you was 11 years old. But Bishop Haddon, when it comes to try to give it a total analogy of me, don't even try. You don't even have enough time to tell about me." He reminded me of what he said to Job in Job 38. Verse 4, he said, "Job, where were thou when I laid the foundation of the earth? Where were you when I stretched the line upon it? Where were you when I fastened the foundations of the world thereof? Where were you when I laid the cornerstone? Where were you when the morning stars sang together and the sons of God shouted for joy?" And so therefore, there are no really adequate words to properly express who I am. But the best to say, just tell, anytime you ask the question, just tell them, "I am that I am." Put your hands together and give us a praise. Just tell them, "I am that I am." He's powerful. The Bible gives us to know that he operates in three attributes. He's omnipresence, which means he's everywhere at the same time. He's omniscience, which means he knows everything there is to know. everything that you think you know if you just search and lay on the altar before him. James said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. He knows all things. And then he is omnipotent, which means all power is in his hands. David said, when it comes to the Lord, he says in Psalms 139 in verse 8, David said, if I ascend into the heavens, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the utmost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. Well, I just want to tell you all tonight, he's everywhere. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, he's everywhere. When you was in the world and doing your thing and carousing around, he was there. He held you in return to bring you to where you are. If it had not been for the help of God, where would we be? Somebody said, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out hallelujah. Praise God for saving me. Put your hand together and give him some praise. Shout yes. Shout yes. There's nobody like him. None to be compared. How big is he? How big is God? Well, somebody said he's higher than the mountains. He's deeper than the sea. He's wider than the ocean. Somebody said, I heard my father say during his lifetime, son, he's so high you can't go over him. And he's so wide you can't get around him. And he's so low you can't go under him. Yes, you just have to come to him face to face and say, just as I am, without one plea, O Lamb of God, here I come, coming as the way I only can. Come the way you are. Come poor. You can come back needed. You can come bald headed. You can come any way you want to come. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Put your hand together and give him some praise. Oh, Lamb of God, I come. His name is above every name. And at that name, every knee shall bow. It's because of his isness we have become who we are. For every heartbeat is because he is. Our eyesight is because he is. Every breath we breathe is because he is. He's the only formula of our release from the curse of death. He's brought us from the hallelujahs to the place that where we are in total faith. He's the God that fulfills our every need. He brought us from the damnations of our yesterday and set us upon a hill and give us a song that the angels can't sing. Look at your neighbor and say, I've been redeemed. Look at somebody and say, I've been redeemed. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. And when I think about how great he is, the world is a bud from the bough of his beauty. The sun is a spark from the light of his wisdom. The sky is but a bubble on the sea of his power. From since creation, the world, he is invisible, and his attributes are seen clearly. Being understood that things that are made even are his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. So when there is nowhere you can go to the rock that is higher than I. You can go to the lily of the valley. You can go to the bright and morning star. You can go to him who was, which is, and which is to come. You can go to him who's the bread of life. He's the blood that washed us from our sins. Say yeah! Say yeah! Hallelujah! Jeremiah 23:23 says, "For I am God at hand, said the Lord, and not a God that's far off." He's always near. The reason why I know he's near many times, I'm sure you can testify to the fact that when you're driving along in your car and you start reminiscing where God brought you from, your hand has to go up. You have to kind of hold your peace because you're trying to drive the freeway. Sometimes he's so near, you have to pull your car over and get out and praise him anyhow. Sometime in the washroom, in the dishwashing room, you get to thinking about the Lord washing your dishes, and your dish rag go one way and you go the other. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Say yeah! Say yeah! Hallelujah. Paul and Silas could be here tonight. They'll tell you that his illness is not only in the temple, but his illness was in the Roman jail. If Daniel could be here tonight, he'd tell you that his illness was not only in his prayer room, but his illness was in the den of lions. If Shadrach and Meshach could be here tonight, they'd tell you that he was not only with them when they worshipped him together, but he was with them in the midst of the fire. Say yeah. Say yeah. If David could be here tonight, he would tell you not only was he with him as a young man, but he was with him as an old man. I hear David said, "I once was young, but now I'm old, but I've seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed beg bread." Put your hand together and say, yeah. Look at your neighbor and say, he is the mighty God. Say, he is the all-sufficient Savior. Tell him his name is above every name. And at that name, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess. Say, I. Say, I. We must all admit together that God is our maker. As a man, he took on a cross, a curse for us, the claims of his law, of which he made unto the utmost he paid. His holy finger made the brow which grew, the thorns of his crown that was placed on his head, the nails which pierced his hands were mined in the secret place of his design. He made the forest, the trees, he made the spring. But when he got ready to die, he hung on a cross which was made of the wood, and then he stood on a hill that he made. The sky that darkened over his head was spread by him. The sun that hid his face by his decree was paused in space. The spear that pierced his side brought the blood that was washing us from our sins. The grave he laid in was hewed out of a rock that he made. The throne that he now sits on was from everlasting to everlasting. He's still on the throne. I said he's still on the throne. Look at somebody and say, he's still on the throne. Say, he's still a prayer answering God. Say, he's still hearing our cry. Yeah. Oh, hallelujah. Look at somebody and say, he is. Say, he is. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I know he is, because I can feel him right now. I can feel him in my hand. I can feel him in my heart, down on the inside. Say, say, he is my ups from my downs. He is my outs from my in. He is my light in darkness. He is my miracle of grace. He is
is my Holy One. He is my way out of no way. He is my rock in a weary land. He is my joy and sorrow. He is my hope for tomorrow. He is my King of Kings. He is my Lord of Lords. He is my all in all. Wave your hand and say yeah. Wave your hand and say yeah. As I close this evening, I've got to say one more word. Oh Lord my God, how great thou art. How great thou art. Then sees my soul, my Savior, Lord to thee. How great thou art. The joy of the Lord is my strength. He woke me up this morning, started me on the way, gave me a song to sing, touched my body, healed me, brought me out of the miry clay. Put your hand together and shout glory. Shout glory. Now look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, can't nobody do you like Jesus. Can't nobody do you like the Lord. Ain't he all right? I say, ain't he all right? Won't he make a way? Won't he bring you out? Say yeah. Put those hands together and praise him. Put those hands together and praise him. Come on and praise him. He's here. He's here. The Lord is here. The Lord is in this place. Say yes. Say it with me, the isness of God. Come on, come on. The isness of God. Now, what we want to do tonight, what a message. The isness of God. What we need to do tonight, we need to know how to apply that to right now. The preacher was simply saying that God is. In other words, God is the only one that can be in a sentence, and that sentence don't need a predicate to describe the subject. That's the only sentence I know that's got a subject and a verb. And that's all is needed because God is. The reason why that sentence don't need a predicate because God won't, it'll blow your mind to think of all the things that God is. So he just said, Moses, just tell him, I am. I'm so glad that God gave us that word is because is allows us to link faith to it and bring the invisible God into the visible. If we can apply that tonight and say God is, if you're a sinner tonight, you can say God is my Savior. If you're sick tonight, you can say God is my healer. If you need, hallelujah, if you got a financial need tonight, you can say God is my provision. The isness of God is not tomorrow, not yesterday. Jesus is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. The isness of God. How many of you right now out there, you need something from the Lord right now? Oh yeah, he's here right now. When Lazarus died, they said, now, one of the sisters said, well, now, if you had been here, my brother had not died. She was thinking about the past. Oh, I know that he'll get up in the resurrection. That's the future. How many of us right now
We can't get the isness of God to work in our life because we're living in the past or we're afraid of the future. I want you to know it's something supernatural happening right now, even as I speak. If you want to get a hold of the Lord right now, this word is a now word. This word is alive, and it's impregnated with the power of God. How many of you right now need something from the Lord? You've got a need. The Bible says that my God supply all of your needs. Did you hear this message tonight? You do not have to walk out of here with lack in your life. You do not have to walk out of here being bound. You can be set free right now because of the isness of God. Lift your hands and shout hallelujah. I got that message on the inside. He's here right now. Praise his wonderful name. How many of you right now? You said, I've got to have a touch from God right now. You see, how many right now? You need a miracle in your life right now. Is there anyone here today that don't have Jesus in their life? Let me see your hands. Anybody in the room don't have Jesus right now? Anybody in the room tonight that's not saved? The isness of God. What a message. How many of you right now, you need a touch from the Lord right now? I'm telling you. How many right now, you need a touch from the Lord right now? Run down to this altar right now. Come on. Come on down to this altar. Come. Come on. Come on. I'm going to show you something. God is in this place. How come the people of God don't believe it tonight? My God. Those of you right now need a touch from the Lord. Come to this altar right now. Lift your hands up, and I want you to minister to Jesus right now. I want you to minister to him. I want you to minister to him right now, and I want you to begin to confess as you minister to the Lord the isness of God in your life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on. Those of you that need something, you need something from the Lord, right? You need a blessing in your life right now. The isness of God. He's here right now. I want you to say it with me. The isness of God. Lift your hands and begin to talk to him right now. The greatest ministry in the world is ministry to the Lord. After, praise God, you've been ministered to, you need to minister to him. Something is being released right now. I don't care how many demons in this place. I know the isness of God right now. I got that message tonight. There's an anointing in this place tonight. There's an anointing to break every yoke in this place. There's an anointing, praise God, being released in this place tonight. Because God is in this place. Jesus is here right now. Jesus is here right now. The isness of God. Lift your hands right now and talk to him. Talk to him. Talk to him. Talk to him. Talk out loud. Hallelujah. Speak to him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you right now tonight for a move of your Holy Spirit. We thank you for the presence of God in this place right now. We thank you because you are right now, God. You are right here. You are present right now. I thank you right now that the Holy Spirit right now is setting the captive free. Every need is met by you. We bind the forces of evil. We bind the powers of darkness. We say, Satan, right now, you are loose from your assignment. In the name of Jesus, every sickness, every disease right now, I rebuke you. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Every spirit of depression, every spirit of fear in Jesus' name, every hindering spirit, spirits of poverty, I loose you from your assignment tonight. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Something is happening in this place. Something is happening in this place right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. These people need deliverance. Somebody need a touch from God. Somebody need a touch from the Lord tonight. Somebody's serious tonight. Somebody's serious tonight. Somebody got that message tonight. Somebody believe that God is here for them right now. Thank you, Jesus. God is. God is. Right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I got that message tonight. I got that message tonight. God is. God is. Woo. My God from Zion. If you didn't get that message for you tonight, you missed it. That's what the preacher was saying. What is it to you right now? I want you to reach and grab it through the word. I want you to release your faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. Glory to God. When you link faith up with his, something is happening in your life right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Where are the preachers at tonight? Everybody gone home. That's all right. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus is here. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Something is happening right now. You see, you can't get in a hurry with God. Hallelujah. You got to let the Holy Ghost move. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody's serious tonight. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.